waking up next to you, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is The Weeknd Breakfast.
But it's also
Jimmy and Nate.
Here we go.
Oh, yes. Get up and get moving, good people of Australia. Jump on board, of course. Welcome to Saturday, Jim. Here we go again, guys. We are Jimmy and Nate. We are live with you every weekend, 7 till 9am. And then also during the week, we're back at night, guys.
Certainly
just
are.
Swap around those body clots.
Yeah.
Just like that. It's a flick of the wrist, isn't it?
I couldn't get to sleep last night.
So hopped up on the amount of golf we played yesterday.
I'll be honest. You know what I did last night?
About 9 hours of golf.
I nearly bought a... Yeah, Nathan and I, on our Friday off, we played real golf in the rain, and then we played virtual golf. You can see it on the socials.
So much golf.
But I nearly bought this, like, $500 pair of golf shoes last night.
What is with you this week?
At 1 a.m.
You have bought so much golf kit this week. What's going on?
I'm in trouble.
Are we paying you too much?
My beautiful girlfriend Ash is in Hobart, and she's not with me at the moment. We're in Sydney.
Yeah.
And she's stopped. She's just not there to keep an eye on.
You bought a hat and the world.
Look, this hat. I bought another
hat. You bought another hat yesterday. You bought a virtual golf hat yesterday.
It's a real hat.
Yeah, but where'd you buy it from?
The virtual golf. Sorry, because you can buy digital stuff now. I don't know. Jimmy bought an NFT hat. Non-fungible.
It only shows up. Okay. It only shows up on your avatar on the screen.
I bought clothes for my digital golf avatar. Couldn't sleep last night.
You couldn't sleep last night. You're like, I know what'll put me to sleep. What, buying golf kit?
I can't talk you through. No, because I couldn't sleep, but I did that bad thing. I didn't buy it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I couldn't sleep, and then I just got my phone and I started scrolling.
And then you
come across some golf gear and, you know, yada, yada. But I did a bunch of things. Try to listen to podcasts.
Our podcast.
Jeez, we've been on this week. I mean, I know Nath just said Australia, but we are on during the week. So if you do want more of your boys, get the podcast, Spotify, Apple Music, listener app.
Yeah.
Plenty of places to get it. And, jeez, we were on. And that didn't help because I was laughing.
Because you're giggling a lot, right?
Now I'm like, wait.
And now you hop. And you're like, I want to get into the show.
And I was like, I'm so excited to get in Saturday. So
you're knocking on my door going, let's get on the radio. Jim, it's 2 a.m. And why are you nude with brand new shoes?
And a virtual hat.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, Netflix crashed last night as millions of people tried to stream the highly anticipated Volume 2 of Stranger Things 4. Friday night plans were thrown out the window.
Are you supposed to do, guys?
Netflix crashed. We're now going to cross live to one of those people out there. Friday night's ruined. Please welcome producer Grace.
Yeah, woo!
Thank you so much. Netflix crashed on me.
Thank you, Grace. Back to the main thing.
Outage detection website. Down detected. Detected a massive spike just after 5 p.m. in Australia, with thousands reporting problems with the service. It's understood the issue primarily affected mobile users.
Mobile?
Yeah, I was trying to get it on my phone, just cast it onto the TV.
Okay. Right, got you.
Mm. And then furious social media users took to Twitter to complain about the outage.
I just complained in-house. My mum was like, Grace, try watch something else.
In-house complaining?
Oh.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's what this is.
What did you think it was?
No, I think he's doing a bit because it's playing music.
Thanks, Nath.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, let's go back to Grace's sad from.
All right, Grace.
It was not sad. I was sitting there with my mum and my nan, and then my dad came over, but he didn't want to watch it yet, so he was sitting in the kitchen so as not to be
sad. Sad dad.
He came over to see you guys. He was like, oh, you guys are watching us at the kitchen.
Yeah. But then Nan has, unfortunately, the memory of a goldfish, and so she just kept being like, who's that? And what's he doing? And what's he doing?
Has she watched anything?
No, but she wouldn't remember if she did, so.
Sad.
Yeah,
you got on it straight away when it dropped.
Yeah, because I'm big on Twitter, and I didn't want to see spoilers.
Oh, I'm big on Twitter.
Oh, you're big on Twitter, right?
I'm pretty big on Twitter.
You and your 600 followers.
My followers want to know my thoughts.
Take over the world.
I didn't mean I'm big on Twitter. I meant I like scrolling Twitter. And I didn't want to see spoilers.
Stop! Sound effects.
So you didn't want to see a spoiler. You didn't want to see a spoiler.
All 4 hours?
Yeah, they were like 2 hour episodes.
Of what?
Stranger Things.
Wait, no, stop. Kill that. So there's how many episodes?
There were two episodes, episode 8 and 9. Both of them were like 2 hours long.
Is that it?
Yeah.
They're
so
like
it's done now.
Oh, no. There's one more season.
They're
season
like
5.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Yes.
So that, but that's it for what? Season four. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so there will be season 5.
Yes. Oh. One more and that's it.
One more.
But you watched how much of Stranger Things last night?
Only 2 episodes.
And how long
was
that?
Yeah, but they're 2 hours long.
2 hours long. So it's 4 hours?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
You got Jimmy and Nate live across the country. And Jim, you know this very well, having known me being my best man. Well, yeah. best friend, best man, best person.
Grace, get that down. I'm happy to take the role on. I'll give a speech.
And emceeing.
I'm not going to emcee your wedding.
Why not?
Because I don't want to work.
What if we make it? We'll do it on the radio show. You have to work.
You know what I'm saying? Just really quickly. Yeah. Nath keeps getting asked to MC weddings. Mm. And I get asked to MC weddings. And I get it. That's what we do for a living. We talk.
Sure.
I keep turning them down because I'm like, okay, I don't want to work on your special day. I'd rather be part of it. You keep saying yes.
Yeah, because they ask me when the bride and groom come to you and they go, Nath,
I love you. Why do you say yes? They ask.
Because they ask me. And this, you know what, this links perfectly into what I'm about to say, because as you know, I'm not a controversial person.
No.
Never have been.
You.
Never have been.
People will ask you to do something, you say yes.
Exactly.
I was chatting about it with my girlfriend last night. You have the biggest case of FOMO. You say yes to everything.
Yep.
Then you get in trouble because you said yes to
too many things. I don't like letting people down. I don't like causing controversy at all, which is why what I'm about to tell you is
your
is
corner.
Big.
Is controversy free.
You're so right. Which is why what I'm about to tell you is very hard for me, because this week,
this is a safe space, mate.
For the very first time, I left my first note on a poorly parked car. My first angry Nate note. I've never done this before. So let me talk you through it. I was rushing to my partner's parents' house, right? I had to go and drop something off there. And when I was there, there was a limited amount of parking. So I was like, oh, God, I've got to try and find one. Yeah. And then I see this P-plate car deliberately parked on top of two spots, in the middle of two spots. So the car was directly over the middle line. It was ridiculous. So there's a picture of it. Two wheels in each one of the spots.
Okay, thanks for showing me. I've seen
Insane.
It. It was on your Instagram.
Oh, you get upset when I don't show you a picture. You get upset when I do show you a picture.
Would you like me to put it on the social server and see it?
Yeah, chuck it up there.
Do you have it?
Yeah,
like
I have
digital
it.
Comedy, not just the physical?
You can scan that. You can scan. Oh, jeez, I can't do all the tech stuff. I've already pushed your buttons.
I'll put it up on the socials in a sec at Jimmy Nath. So everyone listening can see this very poorly parked.
See how bad the park was. So it was those 45-degree parking spots that have the lines there. And he was parked over, he or she, I don't know, was parked over two spots. It was ridiculous. So I had to pull into a driveway and run inside. And then I was so mad. I was like, that's it, Nath. You got to do something. Don't bottle this stuff up, man. Do something about it. I got a napkin, which is probably the least most aggressive thing you can write on, is a little napkin. So on the napkin, I wrote a note, and this is what the note said. It said, remember when you learnt to colour between the lines in preschool? Well, channel this into your parking. And then I left it on the car. Almost took it off again before I drove away.
I'm producer Grace. I'm not going to say anything about your note because I'm your best man, and it would be rude of me after you've just asked me for this prestigious honour in your wedding.
And you've agreed to MC my wedding.
Not your best man. So I can say that it's a bit lame.
But you didn't like it.
Can we talk about the colouring in bit? He did a bit.
He did a bit in the note, and also not everyone learns to colour in the lines.
Well, this person probably didn't. Did they? I don't know nothing about them.
I just love that you are opening lines a bit. Hey, remember colouring in?
Yeah, it was
I
a
just
bit.
Remember them
this
reading,
is big for
reading,
me, guys.
Reading the note going, and then go, oh.
This is a bit for me. Well, I didn't want to write a swear word or something nasty. You know, what if they're in a rush?
Hey, I know you might be in a rush, but just want to let you know that this is a bad park.
It was like a joke to remind them park between the lines.
Hey, I know that you've parked over two spaces, which probably means you're in a rush and you have something to do. Nath.
Yeah. So you guys don't reckon that this note taught this person a lesson?
Oh, no, not at all.
Producer Grace?
I don't think so.
No.
In fact, they'll probably keep doing it so they get more bits, jokes.
I'd love nothing more than that person we listened to this show this morning. Driving the car.
Oh, that was a zinger.
That's He wanted me to learn a lesson. I thought he'd just give me a free laugh.
Okay, so it wasn't aggressive enough. It didn't do its job.
I'm not a fan of the note.
More of a joke.
I think, you know, you're better off telling someone to their face.
Yeah, take the window off.
No, you know what I mean? Like saying, hey, mate, this isn't probably good enough. And then they could be like, no, my wife's in labour. I had to park here. And then you go, my mistake. Keep going.
No hospital nearby. Would have been weird. All right, here's what I want to do. 13 10 60. I want to hear from Australia here. When did you leave a note? This will be good because maybe I can learn some stuff here. Because obviously this is the first note I've left. I'm taking on the feedback from producer Grace and Jim that it needs to be better. Potentially.
It doesn't have to be aggressive. You don't have to swear, but I just don't think you needed the joke.
I didn't really get the...
Hey, remember colouring your lines?
Oh, the note leaver's here, is he?
You park your car like you coming in when you're a kid.
All right, 13 10 60. Jump on the phones right now. When did you leave a note, or even was a note left on your car?
So you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
Jimmy just asked the question, 13 10 60 to Australia. When did you leave a note on a car, or leave a note anywhere? Or did you receive one? This is after earlier this week for the very first time. The least controversial person of the Jimmy Nate team, that is me. I left my very first...
It's Nate, guys.
It's me. Left my very first note on a car. My very first note on a car. Thank you, mate. Now, round of applause. I've already had some feedback from you and producer Grayson. Too jokey and didn't really get the message across.
No, if you do want to see the note in question and the parking question, you can on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the note out just maybe for people joining us?
Yeah.
If they missed it.
So if you've just missed out, here it is, guys. Tune in for Nath's notes, note jokes. So the car was parked over the line, so in the middle of two different parks.
It just wasn't over the line. It was in the middle of two, like...
It's a bad
The line
park.
Was in the middle of the car.
it is, as you said, head to Instagram at Jimmy Nath, you can see. It warranted a note, but probably needed something better than this. I said, remember when you learnt to colour between the lines in preschool? Channel this into your parking, which I thought was quite good. Until I brought it to the team, I was like, yeah, but he or she would have just laughed at that.
They would have laughed at it, yeah.
It wouldn't have just got it over the line. All right, let's go to Bonnie from the Gold Coast. Hi, Bon, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Bonnie. Did someone leave a note on your car?
Yeah, I had a note left on my car because I parked in one of those spots for prams only. And it wasn't very nice. But, you know, when I had my kids, I didn't have the privileges of parking, like, outside the door so I wouldn't get wet. I had to walk for miles with my kids. So I have a note left on mine. So now I just put my grandson's child seat in the back of the car so I can park anywhere I want.
It's clever. It's clever.
Yeah, Bonnie, a friend of mine does that as well.
And
I'll tell you what, it was a shopping centre near his house, and when he had the kids, he didn't have, there was no pram parking, kids grew up, and he went, I did not receive this benefit. So he just drives with the babysitter.
Yeah, but he deserves it now, but he didn't have that growing up. All right, let's go to Jay from Geelong. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Jay. Did a note get left on your car, or did you leave a note?
No, I actually have a supply of certificates that I keep in my glove box in my car. And, you know, if I see an idiot that parks, you know, stupidly like yours, my certificate is green, so it stands out. And it says, congratulations, you've won the Terrible Parking Job Award. To claim your prize, please tick one of the following. Learn to park correctly or take public transport. Have a nice day.
That is very good, Jay.
Jay, you've gone a step. Like, Nace obviously has a little bit of a joke with the colouring in, but that's commitment.
Yeah, I
well done. Look, you know, if you're going to criticise someone on their parking, you might as well award them for it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Jay, so how long did it take you to put these certificates together?
I had a quiet day at work one day. I've had these for years in my glove box, and I've had to actually restock them quite a few times, as you can imagine. And so, what actually happened? I parked outside my favourite shop one day, and I went to park outside my favourite shop one day, and there was a car that took two parks, just like yours. And I was like, how frustrating. So I went into the shop, and the girls in there know me, and they gave me a piece of paper, and I wrote it out exactly as that, and I stuck it on the windscreen. And the girls in the shop were killing themselves laughing. And I was in there shopping, and one of them come running up to me going, oh, my God, there's a parking inspector out there giving them a fine.
Oh.
And sure enough, it worked, and I went, oh, that's it. I need certificates in my glove box.
Justice served. So, we love that, Jay. Well done. Congratulations. That works. Oh, see, I've got to lift my game. I mean, I'm only one note down, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not quite at Jay standard yet. Jules.
Jay's profession.
Jules from Nambucca Heads. Jules, did you leave a note? Did a note get left in your car?
Actually, it was my daughter.
Your daughter? Did, okay.
Yeah,
did
my daughter. My daughter went to. She was parked already, and she put her car next to one of those pylons, and someone parked so close that we couldn't even open the car door.
Oh no! So you left a
and
note
on an angle. No, she said, "Mum, wait here a minute," because she's got a baby. She ran up to the newspaper shop, got a piece of cardboard, put it on the windscreen. It says, "It's not okay that you park your car like this today." And then she put a name and her phone number.
Yeah,
that's good.
One.
That's good.
And
that's
the person actually rang her, and they apologised, and they had a talk about it. Now they're friends, and now they both do it. They go, anyone that's parked wrong, they put a big sign on their windscreen.
I love that.
This is the thing.
I love the thing about the colouring in.
Oh, thanks, Jules.
And look. My daughter's not very controversial either.
Right.
But
okay.
I tell you, that day, I'm lucky that she put it's not okay because she really was very, very angry.
Yeah. The phone number on there. I just love that because I think sometimes people put notes and then, you know, you might get angry. And I love that they talked it out. I think there's a lesson there for everyone.
Yeah. And the only way we could have got into the car was to climb in the back. In through the hatchback.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
And she had a baby, and I mean, I'm a very small woman, but I couldn't have got into that car if I tried.
Fair enough, Jules. Yeah. Well, it sounds like your daughter did a very, very good job, but thank you for the feedback on mine, Jules. I'm glad you liked my note, okay?
Yep, I loved it. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Jules.
I love Jules.
Jared from Sharp. Hi, Jared.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, bro. Did you leave a note? Did a note get left in your car?
Okay, so it's both.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously I had a bit of a bad park one morning, late night after work. I was a little bit tired, just running in to grab some milk, you know, and yeah, parked poorly. Got this little note on the window, walked out to the car, and I absolutely peed my pants laughing so hard. I thought, this is absolutely awesome. So then I went home, I photocopied it about 1,000 times. I've got a binder in my car, it sits in the glove box, and I hand them out regularly. I've stocked it dozens of times, mate.
This is good. Okay, can you tell us what, is it safe for radio, Jared? What did the note say?
Okay, so there is a swear word, but I won't say that.
Okay.
But it basically has Mickey Mouse with his finger up, giving the middle finger, and he's also holding a can opener. And it basically says, thanks for parking so effing close. Next time, leave a can opener so I can get into my car, please.
Oh, that's clever. That's good. That's good. Okay, see, this is what's good about a joke is someone could be photocopying my notes and you could be seeing them all around Australia now.
I don't want to see one in Shepparton, that's for sure, guys.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Taylor Lautner's fiance, who is also named Taylor, has revealed she was Team Edward in the Twilight series.
Oh, So he was the second choice.
Yeah, so if you're not
1060, do you date someone with your own name?
I thought you were going to say 131060. Did you marry your second choice, which was
that was linked into earlier in the week.
Earlier in the week,
if you're one of those rare late night people and early weekend people,
there might be
131060. Team Edward or Team
Taylor.
Taylor?
Jacob.
Oh, Jacob.
Yes.
Oh,
so if you weren't aware of it, Taylor Lautner
Did you say her name was Taylor?
What?
Oh, it's
in the movie.
Oh, in the movie.
I haven't
seen
it.
Never
movies.
Seen it.
No.
Never seen Twilight.
No.
Taylor Lautner played Jacob the Werewolf in the critically acclaimed Twilight.
Jacob the Werewolf sounds
not
like
his name.
It sounds like a kid's book.
It's me, Jacob the Werewolf.
What are you doing today, Jacob?
He's not called Jacob the Werewolf. I was just saying, for people who might not be across Twilight, I feel like most people know there was a vampire and there was a werewolf.
You got Jacob the Werewolf. You got Casper the Ghost.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Sorry, you keep going, mate.
That's fine.
Keep going, Grace the Producer. What do you got for us?
So Taylor Dome, Taylor's fiancé, revealed...
Taylor Dome?
Yes.
Okay.
She revealed this in a TikTok post, which she also shared on her Instagram. She was participating in a trend where users show who their childhood crush was and then who they ultimately ended up with. She posted pictures of Edward and then she was like, I'm engaged to Taylor Lautner. She really derailed it.
You're saying Edward, but then you're saying Taylor. This is where I'm confused. Well, Edward was played by...
Robert Pattinson.
So she put up a photo of Robert Pattinson and now she's with Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. But people were either Team Edward or Team Jacob. They didn't really go Team Robert Pattinson.
But you're floating between the two. Pattinson Edward, but then you're calling Taylor Lautner
Taylor
Lautner.
So are we talking about Rob the Vampire?
I'm trying to figure it out, Nath. Yeah. Grace has given me the pieces of the puzzle.
So she was saying...
Yeah,
she
don't look at her, Nath. Look at me.
I don't know where to look.
She was saying she was Team Edward and then she ended up with a guy that played Jacob. I don't understand what you're not getting here.
And Jacob was the werewolf.
Yes.
I haven't seen the movies. I'm just talking, I know the blokes.
Yeah, okay.
She had a crush on Edward Cullen. Is that his name?
Yes, but the character, not the actor.
Who's the character?
Edward Cullen.
Oh, what's the guy's name?
Robert Pattinson. Why is this so confusing?
And he's the vampire.
Yes.
What's the movie?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, V is for vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's because Elmo, mate, round of applause, he got the COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, good on him.
On Tuesday. In a public service announcement posted on YouTube, the beloved 3.5-year-old.
Geez, he's getting on, isn't he? 3.5.
I remember when he was 3.
Yeah.
Sesame Street star talked with his dad about what it takes and how it felt to get the shot. Elmo said, excuse me, I'm not great with Elmo. There was a little pinch.
Oh, that's way too deep for Elmo. Yeah. Can I have a go?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what he said.
you say what you think Elmo said, okay, and I'll tell you whether or not you're right.
I'm also not good at Elmo. Yeah. There was a little pinch. I'm trying to do it high. There was a little pinch. It hurt a little bit.
Pretty much, yeah. He said there was a little pinch, but it was all okay.
Okay, cool.
Elmo's dad.
How you going?
Hey guys, Elmo's dad. Elmo's dad had a lot of questions for the pediatrician, who assured him that vaccines are safe and effective for children. This all happened because COVID-19 vaccinations for the youngest Americans started last week in the US.
Okay.
So that is kids under 5 are now eligible for shots.
Okay, that's good. So Elmo just leading the way for people. This is good.
Yeah, and I think that's everyone loves Elmo. I'd say he's the most famous of the Muppets. I'll be honest, I didn't know Elmo had well, I knew he had a dad, but I
is
didn't
Elmo
know.
A Muppet?
Yes.
Yeah, are they Muppets?
I think they're all Muppets.
I didn't know they were in the Muppet universe.
Producer Grace, I think that's right.
Is Elmo a Muppet?
I think Elmo's a Muppet.
I didn't think.
I think so.
Just actually, you know what? I'll Google it.
That's wild. Because I thought Muppets. I thought it was Kermit and.
Is Elmo a Muppet?
I think they're like adjacent. Muppet.
Like cousins.
Muppet adjacent.
Muppet adjacent.
They're cousins.
Elmo is a red Muppet monster.
There you go.
Well, that's very aggressive.
Oh, I'm not calling him a monster. He's doing a great service.
I just Googled, is Elmo a Muppet? It comes up. Elmo is a red Muppet monster.
Oh, poor old Elmo.
Yeah. Yeah,
ooh,
no.
Okay. There you go. That's fun.
Muppet monster. Mm. They're in the same, they're Muppet adjacent.
They're in the same universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Look, very exciting, Nath. If I could have a drum roll, please.
Yeah, of course you can.
To celebrate this news of Elmo getting the vaccine, we got him on the show next.
Can't believe this.
For your Saturday morning.
Not many people know this, but Jimmy and Nath, good friends with Elmo.
We are good friends with Elmo. We haven't had him on the show in a long time, but we've reached out. Producer Grace reached out to Elmo, and he has agreed to come on the show this morning.
Doing a lot of media this morning, so very difficult to track down, but we've got him live in the studio next. Elmo with Jimmy and Nath for your Saturday.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Producer Grace, Jim, this is exciting. We're just talking about the fact that vaccinations are now available. COVID-19 vaccinations are now available for people under 5 in the US. This is awesome. And leading the way was good friend of the show, Elmo. Now, not many people know this, but we know Elmo quite well, Producer Grace.
Yes. He has come into the studio a few times.
He does. He's actually got an issue with you. I wonder if he's still carrying that grudge.
I hope it's water under the bridge because it's been a while since we've seen him.
Why was that, Jim? Why did Elmo and Grace...
Originally, it was Grace or organised Elmo for the show, but she didn't pay his fee to come on.
So
he also had a very a big rider.
And we don't pay for guests.
No,
that is a rule. That is a rule. But Elmo has really held it.
We also have
Grace.
No budget to pay for much.
I also think it's a treat a mean, keep him keen situation.
100%,
I think so. If you asked Elmo deep down, I think he's got a bit of a thing for Grace.
All right. Well, we'll find out. Elmo's here right now. Hopefully he's still not holding the grudge. So tell us more about the COVID-19 vaccination. Please welcome friend of the show, Elmo!
Hello, Jimmy and Nick. Hello, Rocco. Sorry, Grace.
Okay,
so Elmo's here. Elmo's been vaccinated.
Yeah, congratulations, Elmo. That's awesome news.
Elmo
Elmo wanted to get the vaccine a long time ago, but Elmo is only 3 and a half.
Yeah, so you could only just get it now.
Elmo could only just get it. Elmo feels older than that. Mm. I feel like I've been doing this for years.
You're only as old as you feel, though, Elmo.
Elmo so. Feels old.
Has anything changed? I mean, you're 3 and a half now.
Elmo wants a big cake for his 4th birthday.
What kind of cake? Any particular cake?
A red velvet cake for Elmo, because Elmo's red.
Elmo, did you know that red velvet is just chocolate?
Elmo did not know that.
Mm.
You have blown Elmo's mind.
This is exciting.
See, we're bonding.
Well, be careful, mate.
Be careful, Producer Grace.
Elmo, look, congratulations. Well done on getting the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, we were just talking about this. Apparently,
my dad had some questions.
Okay, well, we were trying to figure out. We didn't know who your dad was. What's your dad's name?
Elmo's unsure, because Elmo calls him Dad.
Right,
Elmo doesn't know what his dad's name is.
So you don't know if he has a real name or anything?
Other people call him a name, but Elmo's 3 and a half. Elmo forgets.
You forget, okay.
I Googled if you want to know.
Okay, yeah.
It's Louie.
Louie.
Apparently. Does that sound familiar, Elmo?
Elmo is upset at Producer Grace for making Elmo look silly.
See, this is the thing,
Grace.
Because
Elmo didn't know, and now Producer Grace is making Elmo silly.
Helping Elmo.
Elmo might leave.
Stop. Don't stay,
leave
Elmo.
So this is why do you do? What are you
Grace, this is why Elmo.
Why do you stir him up?
Doesn't want to be here.
Don't stir him up like that.
You've stirred up, Elmo.
I won't Google anything you say now, Elmo.
Elmo understands why Jimmy and Nath get angry at Producer Grace.
Yeah, so it's okay, Elmo. Thank you so much for coming in.
Who's that new lady outside? Elmo likes her.
That's Trial Trin. Yeah, that's Trial Trin. Yeah, yeah, she's outside at the moment. She hasn't got her in-studio privileges yet, but one day.
What do you have to do to get in-studio privileges?
Apparently,
that's a big word for Elmo.
Yeah, apparently not much.
Elmo, we also Googled earlier. Apparently you're a Muppet. Are you a Muppet?
Elmo, Producer Grace was right. Elmo is Muppet adjacent.
Muppet adjacent. Okay.
That's another big word for Elmo.
That's a big word for Elmo.
So have you ever met like Kermit or Miss Piggy?
Elmo has met them. Elmo would like to hang out with them more, but apparently Disney owns them and they don't own Sesame Street, so Elmo can't hang out with them.
Oh, right.
Contractably obliged.
Okay.
That's a big word for Elmo.
So you know about contracts, but you don't know your dad's name.
Yeah, Elmo's 3 and a half. Sometimes kids get really focused on certain things.
Oh, that's fair enough. Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, let's talk about you getting the vaccine. How did your arm feel? Your arm felt good afterwards. How do you feel now?
Elmo feels really good after he got the vaccine. Elmo has very small arms, though.
Right,
You're hard to find the veins. They use little needles for Elmo, but Elmo felt very safe.
Well, also because, I mean, your fur is red, your veins...
They shaved Elmo down.
I was wondering who you were when you came in. Hairless Elmo.
And Producer Grace pat me. I'm very spiky.
Ooh, it's quite smooth, actually.
Yeah, Elmo got waxed.
Seems quite aggressive.
Elmo thought it was too much. Elmo thought they could just do Elmo's arm, but the man said, Elmo, we're taking it off.
So now just hairless Elmo.
Hairless Elmo. Sesame Street's very upset. They've had to postpone filming.
So you're going to grow it all
apparently
back.
Apparently I'm scaring Big Bird.
We'll start plucking it.
Oscar has never been more grouchy.
All right, well, Elmo, we'll ask you this as well. What do you want to say to all the young kids and stuff listening about the COVID vaccine?
Well, Elmo, not just kids, because everyone loves Elmo, even the older people. Elmo said, get the vaccine if you haven't, or the booster. It's good. It's do the right thing. It keeps everyone safe, and that's what Elmo loves. He loves keeping everyone safe. He loves Jimmy and Nath. He loves Australia, and he loves Trial Trin, that producer outside.
Anyone else?
Elmo is adjacent to Grace in his feelings.
I don't know.
You meant correctly, weren't you?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, this is huge. Big news this week. Certain supermarkets are apparently, get this, assigning staff to check the stalks of broccoli to make sure customers aren't snapping them off. Apparently, there's on the rise of stalk snappers for broccoli. This is after shelves have been left covered with broccoli stalks because apparently it's cheaper for customers when they weigh the broccoli at checkout. So they're doing it to save money.
Look, occasionally on the radio, we say stuff and it's we're adding a bit of mayo to it.
Yeah.
I heard Abby Chatfield do this and she was talking about this and she's like, oh, people are snapping the stalks off broccoli.
Mm.
And I went, no one's doing that.
No one's doing that. That's a made up story.
And then I kid you not, the next day I was at Woolies and I was checking myself out, the self-checkout. The person next to me...
No, they did not.
...was snapping the stalks off the broccoli before they weighed it on the self-serve weigh machine. And there, you know, broccoli, it just goes everywhere.
Yeah, of course it does.
There was everywhere.
So you saw a live stalk snap.
And you know how they have the little bins underneath the self-serve?
Yeah,
snapping the stalks off, throwing them underneath, weighing the broccoli, putting it in the bag.
Yeah, this one person has taken to social media, said snapping the stalks can save people up to $2, with broccoli roughly costing $11.90 a kilo at the moment. Inflation, guys, it's getting us. Other supermarkets have had to leave signs on broccoli shelves saying, please don't snap off stalks. All broccoli purchases will be checked at register. Was there a checker? Was there a broccoli checker?
No, there was no one there.
There was no one there.
Yeah, that's how I didn't pay for my groceries.
Just all these stalks everywhere. It's wild to me. I can't believe you witnessed a live stalk
snapping.
This is, well, I mean, when they're that expensive.
I've only seen that. That was, and it was so weird, yeah, because I just heard it on the radio the night before. And yeah, there it was in front of me. But I've only seen that. That was the one time.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
This is a new thing?
I think it is a new thing. Well, with the rise of costs. So people are like, how can we save some money here? Well, no one really eats the stalk. Although I don't mind the broccoli stalk, just quietly. I'll still eat it. It's not my favourite bin. But are you leaving it or are you eating it?
I'm indifferent.
Indifferent about it? God, I'm running around picking up all the stalks, going, this is a gold mine. Erin from McGregor in Queensland. Hi, Erin. We got you there?
Hello. How are you?
Good, Erin. Are you a stalk snapper?
Yeah, normally I make my partner snap it off for me and then, yeah.
Oh, so you pass on the crime to somebody else, Erin?
Yeah.
Is that why you make your partner do it in case you get caught?
No, just because normally it's too hard for me to snap it off.
It's like opening a jar situation.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I mean, it's a good question. I've never had to snap the stalk off a broccoli before. I feel like you would need some vegetable scissors or something. Are they a thing? Vegetable scissors? Never heard?
I should start taking them to the shop.
Well, okay, yeah, if they exist.
I don't think...
Yeah.
Where does your partner put the stalks once they're snapped off?
Just back into the box that the broccoli's from.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. No hidden. He's just like, snap.
Erin, have you ever seen the stalk watches? Any of the supermarkets you've been to?
No, I've seen other people snap off the stalk, and that's what gave me the idea. We don't eat it anyway, so.
Yeah, right, okay. Thank you. We don't eat it anyway. So otherwise, it's just being thrown out. Yeah. Some people might see the stalks and go, this is great. Leaf from Brisbane. Hi, Leaf.
What's up, boys?
Oh, well, you know, a bit of radio, Leaf.
Good,
what's
mate,
up with you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just snapping stalks when I can.
I'm just here snapping some stalks, eh?
Live. He's in Woolies. Snapping stalks.
I can never go back to my local Woolies now.
Yeah.
Snapping stalks, going for walks. Love that. All right. Leaf. Okay, so you do this a bit, do you?
It's a whole community out there. I've helped other people snap stalks.
A random stranger?
And there was a little old lady trying to do it, and I showed her the two-hand twist snap technique and did about 5 trees for her.
Leif, can you talk us, I know it's radio, but can you talk us through the technique? Like, how do you do it?
So you need left hand on the base of the tree, right hand on the base of the stalk, and then rotate opposite directions, boom.
Wow. Okay, kind of literally like you're opening a jar, like we said before.
Yep, yeah, and you have to not look sus too, because that helps. I've done it with a couple of green grocery people behind me, and they're real sus if you start, looking up and around the aisle like you're hiding something.
You just gotta look like normally, like you walk in, you do it all the time, very casual face.
I don't do it anymore because I've got a dog now, so I take it home for her.
Oh, I thought you meant like you handed it down to the dog, bite off the stalk.
I don't do it anymore because I just handed it down to the dog, bites it off. People are looking at me a bit weird because my dog's in Woolies.
Heather from Croydon to round things out. Hi, Hev.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. You sound upbeat. Are you an upbeat stalk snapper?
I'm a massive stalk snapper, but I'm a one-handed. You've got to be sneaky. None of this two-handed rubbish. You've got to put your hand in, lean on it, snap, and then just pull it out. You just do it in the box, one-handed.
Heather's coming at the other stalk snappers. Lisa,
I've been doing it for years.
Okay, so Heather, you lean. So, yeah, talk us through it. You lean on it and it snaps.
You grab the floret.
Yep.
It's got a big stalk. You sort of hold the floret and then you put the pressure and just snap the head off.
How long have you been doing this for, Heather?
Oh, years.
Ever been caught, Heather?
Never. One's ever said a thing.
No one's ever said
a thing. Because, I mean,
Heather, I'm one-handed. I'm telling you, it's quick. None of this two-handed.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nate are on in the land down under.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
During the show, the boys have thunder. Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know.
Yes, thank you very much, Lara. It's a very simple question in Australia. We need your help answering it. 131060. The question is, where the bloody hell are you? We were never given a list of where we're broadcasting to, Jim, which is why we like to put together a list and therefore a little map of all the places we're broadcasting to. Before we go to the music. Yeah, I know. This is huge. Producer Grace in the studio.
Have you got some sort of dramatic music?
Is that all right? Yeah, I can do this.
Yeah. Producer Grace.
Yes.
It is now the seventh month of the year.
Yes, July.
We have been doing weekend breakfast since January.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, how many months?
I think
months?
It was actually February, just so you know.
February. So what's that?
6 months.
6 months.
So half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
How many maps are on at the Jimmy and Nate show?
Right now there is one. When we finish this show and we find more people from Where the Bloody Hell Are You, there will be two.
Oh, Grace Gard! Grace Gard has done it, everybody! You know it. You deserve a little. There you
go. Thank you so much.
Well done. This is good. Now let's get to the people that matter, the callers. Trent, g'day Trent, we got you there.
How are you, Cobber?
We're good, Cobber. Where the bloody hell are you?
Bath Scrub.
Where's that?
Yeah. Logan,
Queensland. Okay.
Yeah.
Home of Cameron Smith, Queensland legend.
One of the great rugby league players.
It's produced a lot of great rugby league players, Logan. Logan Brothers, shout out to the Leagues Club.
All right, good Trentos, people. Why do you love Bath Scrub?
It's the upper class of the area, Logan.
Yep.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It does make sense, mate.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Why do you love Logan, Trent?
Because it suits my hairstyle and my lifestyle.
Talk us through your hairstyle, Trent.
It's a skullet.
A skull.
Number two on top with the party in the back.
Yeah.
Trent, what's the difference between a skullet and a mullet?
That's not a question I can answer, to be honest. I got a mullet. Hey. Will that make it easier?
Grace, leave the bar scrub boy alone,
I'm
would you?
Wondering.
He's done his best.
Sorry,
good on
Trent.
You, Trent. Sorry
yeah,
about her.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Have you got any other...
Sorry. What was that? What was that, Trent?
Have we got any other callers or is it just me?
We do have others, mate. Wait, are you done with us, are you? Got places to be.
No, I've got heaps to say. I just don't want to hold you up. That's all.
Trent.
Drinking my mullet.
Trent, it sounds like you've had enough. Do you want us to move on, big fella?
No. Let's go. Let's do the whole show. From Logan.
It's fine. Producer Grace hates Trent.
I get it. Trent doesn't want to be here anymore. Yeah. So
no, I want to be here.
Okay.
Take me away from this place.
Send a live from.
We love Logan.
Oh, good on you, Trent. Montana. Montana, just quickly, do you want to be here?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. Montana, where the bloody hell are you?
Yamina Beach.
Oh, Yamina. Beautiful beach in New South Wales.
Yeah, Central Coast.
Okay, why do you love Yamina?
Close to the beach.
Yeah, nice.
Your
minor beach is close to the beach. Yeah, it is.
No, it's factually
it's in
correct.
The name.
Yeah,
it's in the name. Mm. Anything else you love about your minor Montana?
Is that the radio on in the background, Montana?
Yes.
Mm. You just trying to hear yourself on the radio? Yep.
Hey, Trent.
Yes, sir.
We should have stayed with you, bro.
Let's go.
Look, it is time for the show ratings where we rate the show out of 10. Trent, I'm going to kick things off with you there, Trenny. What do you rate the show out of 10?
I don't know if I like Trenny. We'll go with Trent.
Okay. Sorry, Trent.
We'll go 9.5 because I reckon...
9.5?
Lost it with that, Trent. Yeah.
That's good. 9.5 from Big Trenty. I'm happy
no,
with
Trent.
It.
Trent. Doesn't like Trent.
Sorry, Trent. Trent.
Yes, it is the end of the show. It is time for the show rating. Let's go through the members of the team, even though I love Trent's rating. Producer Trial Trin, what do you rate the show?
Your
mic's sorry, Trin. Sorry, Trin.
I'm going to have to rate it a 4 based on the fact that I spent most of the show getting A, you guys' coffees for about 15 minutes.
Yep.
B, our bacon egg rolls, which were delicious, and Jimmy did shout for about 20 to 20 to 25 minutes. And see, I need to leave right now to go and go to Office Max to get those printouts that we need. So
just so you know, the show rating, you rate the show and give the reasons why. These are just things that you have to do outside.
This is you can't.
I didn't hear much, so I can only give a three. I'm off.
Yeah, see, Trent, we need you to go pick up those printouts, mate. They're not going to pick themselves up.
People are like, what printouts? It wasn't even on the show. It's just an internal show bit.
Oh, producer Grace, what do you got for
us? I'm going to give it an 8 today. Nice. Feels good. Yeah. Feels good to be up and alert this early in the morning.
Is that a rare thing for you?
It is.
Nathan, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, Jim. Okay, good.
Because I enjoyed our note chat. You left your first note on a car.
Of course.
I enjoy giving shout-outs, getting to see and know the people of Australia better. We had Elmo on the show.
Yeah.
Arguably the greatest guest of all time. Stork Snappers.
Yeah.
And then Trent there at the end from Logan. It's just the perfect show.
Trent from Logan. And he's even invited us out to his hometown to do a show, which is really good. So I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 as well. 10 out of 10 all round. Well done. Well done, everybody. I'd go back to Trin, but she's out there doing her job again. So
adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.